We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up in the morning. I'm talking right now.
You're about to experience a morning show unlike any other.
Shout out to the Breakfast Club. I hope to see y'all every morning.
What you guys are doing right now is the hub culture.
The Breakfast Club is my morning sit. I need it and I love it so much.
I feel like you're really not popping until you do the Breakfast Club.
I've been waiting to come to y'all's show, man. I know really? You got to be a big time celebrity to be up in here. You got to be big time.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Break the fuck up.
Good morning, USA.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is?
Yes, it's Wednesday, hump day, middle of the week. Good morning.
Yo, am I tripping or does it not feel like the holiday season? It don't even feel like they got as much decorations up in the streets. At least here in New York. Even when I was in LA a couple weeks ago, you know how they usually the streets are like lined with like holiday stuff and the lights and everything else. It feel kind of light right now.
Miami was lit up. New Jersey was lit up. New York doesn't feel lit up.
New York ain't lit up.
Nah, New York feels dead.
Jersey lit up? Where Jersey lit up at?
When I'm taking the kids to their practice and stuff, I see people putting the ornaments and decorations.
Oh, no. That's houses. I'm talking about, like, you know how the cities do it?
Oh, no.
Like, when you're driving through, like, the actual city, and it's like the reefs. What's they call them things?
Reefs. Nobody want to work. Remember? They were saying they have a hard time.
Bruh.
But, yeah, nah, you don't really see it like you used to. Usually trees around the neighborhood.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Remember they said it's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas.
Remember they said there's a shortage of trees right now, though.
No, these are the trees already up. Oh. Nobody's decorating.
Oh, you mean people not putting them up like...
Yeah.
Okay. I don't see it.
I don't see that.
People are not in the Christmas spirit.
And I don't see any of the Christmas movies on yet, or is it just me? You seen any of them on?
I haven't been looking.
At least Home Alone. I haven't seen Home Alone.
Gremlins. No, I saw Gremlins on the plane. Gremlins is a Christmas movie, by the way.
You think so?
Hell yeah. What you mean? The whole Gremlins happens during Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't know why we don't consider Gremlins a Christmas movie. But no, you're right. I ain't seen no Christmas movies yet. Christmas Story don't really start till next week, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, usually. Usually the week of Christmas, that's when you start seeing a Christmas Story with Ralphie all the time.
Bro, today's the 15th. Christmas is in 10 days.
Well,
jeez.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you.
All right. Well, congratulations to Steph Curry. Steph Curry lit the garden up last night. He broke Ray Allen's all-time three-point record.
The GOAT.
Great. How fast did that? Was it like in the first two minutes?
We knew that, though.
The first quarter.
He knew he was going to do that first quarter.
Yeah, congratulations to him. We'll get into all that next in Front Page News. What else are we talking about, Yeezy?
Well, let's talk about former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. He has to give back $5.1 million, and that all has to do with his book deal. We'll tell you what happened.
Oh, shoot. All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, in NBA last night, again, congratulations to Steph Curry. He broke Ray Allen's all-time three-point record. The Warriors beat the Knicks last night, 105-96, and Ray Allen was there. Steph Curry spoke after the game, and this is what Steph was saying.
I got much to say besides I appreciate everybody that's had a part in me being who I am on the court, off the court. Like, this is a career milestone because of everybody that I got to suit up with, everybody that set screens for me, everybody that passed me the ball, everybody that believed in our offense and believed in winning in the process. So this is truly special, man. We got a lot more threes, a lot more wins, a lot more stuff to go, but I appreciate y'all making this special because this has been a long week trying to get up this, over this milestone. Having Reggie and Ray here was special, but none more special than everybody in this locker room. So let's keep this energy going.
Yeah, he changed the face of the NBA.
He absolutely did. And I hate to engage in any colorism conversation. I'm lying. I love it. But he should be the leader of the light-skinned brigade. All right? He's got to be the best representation y'all have had in years.
Yeah, we have Steph, then we have Drake. So it's Steph and Drake.
Yeah. Hey, what? I think Steph better than Drake.
That's why Steph's number
one. Oh, yeah. It's not even close. I mean, listen, put it like this. Drake has Steph's number tattooed on him. That's how much of a leader of the light-skinned brigade Steph
Absolutely.
Curry is. Drop on the clues bombs
for
Steph Curry.
He's leader of the light-skinned.
Okay.
Shout out to Steph Curry. All hail Steph Curry. He's leader of the light-skinned.
And he's one of the, I mean, listen, I don't know why Steph Curry is just entering these GOAT conversations. I saw Stephen A. on First Take yesterday saying how, you know, if Steph keeps going the way he's going, he'll surpass LeBron. I told Stephen A. that last year, right here on The Breakfast Club. We had that conversation. I said that last year. That guy is phenomenal. He's changed the game of basketball, like revolutionized the sport.
Sure has.
We've never seen a Steph Curry.
Leader of the light skins. Now, what else we got, Yeezy? And that was brought to you by Hennessy, too.
All right. A New York State Public Ethics Commission has said that the former governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, has to pay back the earnings he got. He got a $5.1 million book deal. And the book was about leading the state during COVID-19. It was called American Crisis: Leadership Lessons from the COVID-19 Pandemic. And that's all because he used state personnel and property in producing that book. And also, they said he made numerous material omissions and misrepresentations about the project. So his lawyer, Cuomo's lawyer, is saying that they do plan to fight that move. They said it's unconstitutional. That they exceed its own authority and appear to be driven by political interests rather than the facts and the law.
I wonder what that means. He used state personnel and what?
That seems wild. I ain't gonna get back my $5 million.
Or property. So that means while he was at work in the office, he was having people that work there do things that had to do with him writing this book. So in other words, if I'm like, hey, I just need you to, go ahead and I'm going to talk to you. You're going to record this. You're going to write this. I need you to run out and do this. It has nothing to do with anything else but his book. That means he was using people that work there for things, and he's not allowed to do that. So any type of earnings that he would make from that book, he would have to turn over.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So he's saying that that's not true, and state resources were not used. But these are allegations right now, and that's what the board has decided, 12-1. And they're giving him 30 days to pay the state attorney general's office an amount equal to the money that he was going to make from that book.
By the way, former Governor Cuomo book would boom right now.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Yeah.
Sales would be through the roof.
Well, absolutely. He won't get to keep the money, unfortunately, if this holds true. All right, well, that is your front page news.
All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, call us up right now. Let us know how you're feeling, what you're going through, all that good stuff. Call us again, 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, y'all. This is Kim.
Hey, Kim. Get it off your chest, mama.
Okay, well, I just got ran off the road and I was just got distraught. But moving past that, I'm blessed and highly favored, as Charlamagne would say.
Blessed, black, and highly favored. Don't forget the black.
Boom, that part right there. So anyways, let me say this real quick. Angela Yee, I love you through life. I think you're thebomb.com. I don't think you get the props that you deserve. You are amazing, period. You're consistent. DJ Envy, I think you're the bomb, period. You're the bomb. Charlamagne, I think you're the bomb. I think all y'all the bomb. But Angela Yee, you deserve all of it. You are the bomb. I love you.
Thank you. I really like appreciate that.
Let me say this too. I got something to say. I don't like the fact that y'all don't be giving Angela her props. Y'all be always trying to buck against her. Well, really, Charlamagne, and then DJ Envy, you go along with the get along gang. You just go along. So I don't like that. Y'all better get her pop.
You don't. Now, talking about that. That don't make no sense. You say. I buck back, but Envy goes along to get along. So which one you want?
He goes along with you.
No, it depends what it is.
He don't got his own mind.
No, I actually do what I feel like. If somebody says something, I agree with.
Whatever Charlamagne says, you ride along with it.
No, me and Charlamagne go at each other. Me and you go at each other. I just feel what I say.
No, y'all don't give her a five. Charlamagne, you narcissistic. DJ Envy, you go along with the get along game. But I still love y'all.
So you want us just to agree with everything that somebody says?
If I don't agree, I don't agree.
They're going to disagree with you. But. It's, no. Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
I respect your opinion, but I don't necessarily agree.
And I knew, Angela, you would come back just like that. Just go ahead and be like, you know what? It's all good. You know what? I'm good.
I keep it moving.
I'm still going to. Exactly. You still do.
It's the most bipolar phone call I ever heard in my life.
Bless morning, mama.
I'm bipolar. You just mad because I called you narcissistic because you is.
I'm too insecure to be narcissistic.
Well, you have a blessed morning.
Yeah, you too.
But shout out to all the women out there that are holding it down in their workplace, especially if you're the only woman. It's never easy.
Well, you have a good morning, mama.
Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, Envy. What's up, everybody? What's
up, brother? Get it off your chest.
Yo, I just want to, you know, I went to work, and my manager sent me home because I forgot my name tag, and it was easy for me to do no one.
You said what?
Your manager sent you home?
Yeah. Hey, Angela Yee. Remember I came to your shop, and I was talking to you about my tax problems?
Oh, okay. Yes, yes. Is this, what's your name again? Vaughn or something?
Yeah, Javon.
Javon, yeah. Yes. That's right. Now, don't worry. I got you. We had a nice conversation. And again, you know, I appreciate you coming through the coffee shop, but you were saying that your mother passed last year and you've been having a lot of financial issues.
Yeah, and it got worse. My insurance dropped me.
Your insurance dropped you?
Yeah, because what happened was I tried to pay like for the year. I had extra money, and then I didn't have the money in the account. So the premium went up to $2,000. So they told me if I don't pay it, then it get dropped. So I didn't have the money, so they dropped it.
Well, it sounds like you need some help when it comes to change for change when we are giving away money tomorrow. And we had a whole conversation about that. I know it's been a tough year for you, Javon. So please just hang in there.
What's the email?
It's bcchangeforchange.com. bcchange4change.com. And I know he already submitted and everything.
Oh, he did already. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good luck, bro.
I appreciate it, man. Any day. Remember I told you about the tax thing, too? They want the $3,500.
Yeah, he has some back taxes. They're saying he has to pay. He had a bad situation with his car. Then he had to get another car. Then he lost his job. It's been a lot going on, but we're sending you some love right now.
Yeah, before I hang up, Envy, you know about cars, right?
A little bit.
The insurance, right? And now I'm waiting on the gap insurance. They're supposed to pay out the rest, but they still making me pay for the car until the gap insurance send a check. So it's like difficult.
Yeah, I know about cars. I'm not. I don't necessarily know too much about insurance. I have a couple different insurance in my cars, but. Usually the gap insurance covers the gap between what you owe and what you have to pay, usually. What company do you have?
Oh, Liberty Mutual.
I'm not sure. I know Geico.
Liberty,
I know
Liberty,
Farm.
Liberty.
I know
Liberty.
The General, but I don't know Liberty. Sorry.
They got great commercials. Great jingle.
He doesn't care about
that. I just want to send my love to y'all. Angela Yee, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Well, I hope to see you again. I hope things end up getting better. But like I said, you know, financially, I know that can be a really difficult thing for you and really stressful. So you got to make sure that you get on top of it and don't ignore it.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Is this Trav?
No, it's Keith from Brooklyn, you heard?
Okay.
Keith from Brooklyn, you heard?
I missed Trav.
Yo, what's going on?
Hey, seriously, do y'all say that to deaf people? Like, dude, like, do you be like, you heard?
Well, why you always ask that question anytime? Come on here, man.
I've never asked that question to you before ever in life. I've never even heard, I've never even talked to you before, Keith. I've never talked to you, Keith.
Well, Keith has a serious question. What's your question, Keith?
Yeah, yo, so, somebody just told me that Chick-fil-A puts chicken on their, puts cheese on their chicken. But I never heard, why we ain't never put no cheese on the chicken sandwiches?
You I put cheese on all my chicken sandwiches.
But what is you talking about?
What are you talking about?
He has a question.
Cheese on all my chicken sandwiches.
Popeyes don't have a chicken. Popeyes don't have a cheese on their chicken.
You got to request
you
it.
You got to ask for cheese.
I can't believe you didn't know Chick-fil-A does that.
Anytime I get a chicken sandwich, I put cheese on it.
You used to always get a number one with cheese. Always.
Oh, your producer said too. All right, well, Keith from Brooklyn, you heard? Bing bong.
Bong bing.
Bing bong.
Bing bong.
Bong bing. Whatever
bong,
the hell.
Bong
bong. No, that video is so damn funny. Bing bong.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, yo, it's crazy you guys are talking about LSD. That's exactly what I wanted to talk about this morning. I want to give Envy his flowers because he's definitely one of the goats of the LSD community.
Stand for
brigade,
light skin what?
B, brigade.
Nah, see, yo, Charlamagne, too see? Much vitamin D, bro. Too much vitamin D.
What did you say? You said LSD?
He said B.
LSD, light skin brigade. Okay. No, it's the beige brigade. The beige brigade, sir.
Light skin.
No, beige. If you're going to say brigade, it got to be beige brigade. Okay, leader of the light skin beige brigade.
Yeah, but you know what? Shout out to MV just for doing what he do. He's up there with them top five.
And no, is he?
I'm definitely top five light skin, man.
Bro,
y'all better stop it.
Bro, you know it.
Give me my respect.
At least in my life.
Yeah, at least in my life. You are the light of my life.
Check out New Britain, Connecticut for investments, yo. It's like Detroit, man. Just snatch it up now.
Enough said. I'm going to go look it up ASAP.
Yo, peace, dog.
We do need to do a top five beige brigade. Who are the top five beige brigade of 2021?
Drake, Steph Curry.
J. Cole. Got to put Cole in there.
DJ Envy.
And Barack Obama.
I take.
I don't know about Envy, though.
Yo, stop it,
man. Nah, I don't know about
Envy. I'm top five.
I got to think of who the fifth one is.
Not top five.
Have you surpassed Drama? Damn.
Listen, the Drama's my brother. Shout out to Drama.
Let's talk about
it. Do you put French Montana on there?
No.
He a sniper.
No.
I'm
not top five.
You.
Not top five beige brigade.
I'm telling you is, I forget about Barack sometimes. I don't know why, but Barack.
Would Barack be considered yellow?
See,
Nah. Yeah, he more of a honey brown.
Yeah, see? Yeah, see?
Yeah.
So I do Drake. I do Steph Curry. I do myself.
Definitely Drake and Steph. I got to think about everybody else.
I do Drama.
Colt, definitely.
And Envy and Drama. All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. We got rumors on the way?
Yes, and we'll talk about an NFT in the music world that just sold for $1 million.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right, well, an unreleased Whitney Houston recording that was made when she was only 17 years old sold in a 24-hour auction on the One of NFT platform. It was for $1 million. It's the highest-priced NFT auction item on the Tezos blockchain ever. So the winner of the auction has personal access to Whitney's recording in their one-off vault, and they also have a digital video that was created by a breakout 17-year-old artist, Diana Sinclair. She's recently been featured in Time, Teen Vogue, and Hypebeast. And there's also a conversation between the Whitney Houston estate, Pat Houston, and Diana Sinclair about the collection.
So after you pay that money and, you know, you buy the NFT, how does it appreciate in value?
Well, hopefully, it's just like art. So you hope, you don't, it's not a given, but it's something that you hope will appreciate in art. And the other thing about it is because of the technology, if you sell it to somebody and then they sell it, you always get a percentage as the original owner. So if you own it and you sell the NFT to somebody and then they sell it 30 times over, you get a percentage still every single time it sells. So that doesn't happen with real life art. That only happens with NFTs.
Mm.
So it's, for instance, if somebody's art is worth $1 million now, but they sold it for $5,000 when they were alive, or if they're alive, or their estate, or whatever, then every time it sells for $1 million, they get a percentage. Whereas before, if it was real art and not an NFT, they wouldn't get anything.
But so it doesn't really appreciate in value.
It can, just like art can appreciate in value, but in addition to that, you always have a percentage of it.
But it's not tangible. You can't hang it on your wall.
No, you can't. It's digital.
You can't touch it.
No, you can't.
It's just digital.
Yeah, it's digital art. But it's something that, you know, people are buying land in the metaverse where it's not real land. And then people are buying sneakers there too. So you can have things to wear digitally. It's a whole nother world. All right.
Definitely.
Bow Wow feels like he should be honored at the next BET Awards. Now, he was on social media answering some questions on Twitter. He did a Q&A with fans. And somebody said, you think you deserve to be in the Hall of Fame? And he said, absolutely. BET should honor me next year at the Hip Hop Awards. I don't want them to wait till I'm 44 years old. Plus, I'll be the youngest artist in history to get that award ever. Somebody said Hall of Fame. Agree and disagree does seem a little soon, but why wait to reward things that have been done so long? So
it doesn't seem too soon in the case of Bow Wow because he was a child star. If you look and see what he did on that Scream tour, wasn't the Scream tour one of the highest grossing tours ever?
It was.
When Bow Wow was a kid?
Movies, he sold millions of records, yeah.
Based off the work he put in his childhood, it's not too soon.
He also said BET stands for Bow Entertainment Television.
At one point it did.
106 and Park.
He was definitely Mr. 106 and Park.
Exactly. All right, now Lil Uzi Vert was on Trainwreck Scuff podcast on Twitch. And he was talking about his insurance company. They tried to drop him. They thought he was trying to kill himself. And here's what he had to say.
This is actually the back post of it. I could sit it on there, but it's pretty heavy. It was like ripping my forehead. So I had to let it re-heal. Damn. I had to like really like get all my shit together. My insurance tried to cut me off. They're like, this kid's trying to kill himself. We knew it was a piercing. My insurance looked at it like, okay, this kid just implanted this diamond in his head. He's going to die.
That's strange. I mean, the insurance company would run from the piercing, but I'm not saying this is the content of Lil Uzi's music, but what if your music was filled with a bunch of, you know, drug references and, you know, raps about using drugs? Do you run from that if you're an insurance company?
Well, insurance companies run from a lot.
Well, he did say that if he didn't remove it properly from his forehead, he could die. He said if he didn't take it out the right way, he could die.
From a piercing?
Yeah. It's not just a piercing. It was implanted.
I thought he said it was just a piercing.
Because look at, if you see what it looked like, it was implanted in his forehead. It wasn't just, it's a big $24 million pink diamond.
But I thought he was saying that the insurance company thought it was implanted, but it was just a piercing. That's what he told the insurance. That's what he was telling the insurance company. He said, we knew it was just a piercing.
Yeah, I mean, he did say, though, if he didn't remove it properly, he said he could die. He said that later on in the interview.
Mm.
He said, seriously. So I could see why, because anything could happen. That is a liability, right? But, you know, clearly I don't think he was trying to kill himself, but maybe they felt like it's a risk, just like people who go bungee jumping or people
skydiving,
yeah, things like that. All right, Bobby Shmurda has an autobiography in the works, and he said the first page is more lit than your daddy's whole life. He just started writing this. And he said, too many people got a dream that they never chased. They go through life and be angry they never tried. Let me remind y'all, Hot Emmer took $20 for 1 hour of studio time in the hood to create. And that 1 hour of focus changed my life and everyone around me forever.
Yeah, that record changed his life. They literally just picked him up from the street and did that record in he is what he is today.
All right.
Well, he saved his life.
That is your rumor report.
All right. Shout out to Bobby Shmurda.
I saw Roddy Rebel yesterday saying that he never got a check from Epic, though.
Never.
Yeah, he said he's not going to do it. Yeah. But we'll get more into that.
I think a publishing check, royalty checks.
Mm.
All right. Now, when we come back, we got front page news. What are we talking about?
Well, we'll talk about a former NFL player who fatally shot six people before taking his own life. This happened in South Carolina this year, and now they're talking about his CTE.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth, so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
God. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Let's get in some front page news. Now, congratulations to Steph Curry. Last night, he broke Ray Allen's all-time three-point record.
Mm-hmm.
The Warriors beat the Knicks last night, 105-96. Ray Allen was there. Also, Reggie Miller was there. So, congratulations to Steph Curry.
The man who puts the golden in Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, drop on the clues bombs for Steph Curry. Leader of the Beige Brigade.
He is. And that report was brought to you by Hennessy.
Okay. I thought you had some Steph Curry
audio. Okay, let's play the Steph Curry audio. This is after the game.
So I pride myself on shooting a high percentage. I pride myself on allowing that to help us win games. And now I can pride myself on the longevity of getting to that number that Ray set and hopefully pushing it to a number that nobody can reach. We'll see what happens, but I never want to call myself the greatest shooter until I got this record, so comfortable saying that now.
Call yourself that, Steph. Embrace your greatness. He earned it. They say things like, you know, don't say you're great, let other people say it for you, but the reality is folks have a hard time giving it up for you. So, yes, Steph, give it up for yourself. You're the greatest shooter of all time.
He is.
Greatest shooter I've ever seen. One of the greatest basketball players I've ever seen. You've revolutionized the game of basketball. You are the leader of the Beige Brigade. Drop on the clues, Amen. Bombs for Steph Curry. And he's not done.
Nope.
He's like, he's far from done. They'll probably win the championship this year. That's what I got my money on.
And he did it in 789 games. Ray Allen did it in 1,300 games.
All right. Now, a former NFL player who fatally shot six people and then took his own life in South Carolina, they said he had unusually severe stage 2 CTE. That's a brain disease that's linked to head injuries. During a news conference, Dr. Anne McKee said that Philip Adams, who was 32, had an extraordinary amount of chronic traumatic, I can't pronounce this word, but CTE pathology in both frontal lobes of the brain. So it's a buildup of protein, and severity of the disease has four stages. Stage 4 is the most severe, but they said he had unusually severe stage 2 CTE. Now, according to that analysis, they said back in 2017, Aaron Hernandez was found to have stage 3 CTE, and that's commonly associated with cognitive and memory loss, as well as behavioral changes and impaired judgment. If you guys don't know the story about what Philip Adams did, he forced his way into Dr. Robert Leslie's home, where Leslie, his wife, and two grandchildren, aged 5 and 9, were killed inside. And, you know, at the time, they said they did not know what his motive was. So Adam's family said they are not surprised by the results. They were just shocked by how bad his condition was. And, you know, in football, CTE can happen not just from hard hits that result in concussions, but from your brain rattling inside the skull. And that happens during tackles and other plays.
That's horrible, man. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. Like, your mind is your greatest gift, and then in situations like that, it's your greatest curse, and there's nothing you can do about it. Like, that's horrible.
Yeah, his former agent said in 2012 he suffered 2 concussions in a 3-game span. So you can imagine the type of toll that can potentially take on you. Now, how do you move forward from that?
I don't know how you correct the problem of CTE. Like, I don't know.
They have all these protocols now. That's why they make you sit out a couple of games if you do have a concussion. They try to change the padding in the helmets. That's why you can't do helmet to helmet anymore when they hit. They're trying to correct it, try to cut it back a lot.
But you got a generation of people who are probably suffering from this.
Right.
Like, when you look at Aaron Hernandez and you look at the brother, you know, Philip Adams, it's like, what do you do?
All right, well, that is your front page news.
All right, well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. We've been talking about concerts a lot. Now, there was a recent concert where somebody got a syringe in the butt, right?
Yeah, that's what Sleepy Hollow is saying. He said a concert in New York City, his Still Sleep tour.
What?
What?
What? Go ahead, G.
What happened?
Go ahead.
All right, well, anyway, he said the venue allegedly didn't want to let him into his dressing room hours before the show, and the show was eventually canceled altogether. He said security was on some ho-ish. They wasn't even trying to let me in at one point. And so they said allegedly somebody was jabbed in the buttocks by an unknown assailant, and the motive isn't clear.
What was in the syringe?
I don't know.
What date was this?
They said 2 concertgoers. This was on Sunday, December 12th.
And Sleepy Hollow is an up-and-coming rapper from New York.
From Brooklyn.
Correct. Yeah, from Brooklyn, yep.
Mm-hmm.
So we're asking 800-585-1051 with everything that's going on with concerts and performances. How do you feel about going out to watching your favorite artists perform? How do you feel about going to a concert? Let's talk about it. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's topic time. Pick up the phone, baby. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club. Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about concerts. You know, with everything going on with these concerts these days, how do you feel about going to concerts? Are you scared? Are you fearful? Or is it just like, hey, I'm still going to go see my favorite artist?
Well, I just went to go to the concert, the Kanye concert, that happened in L.A. And it was, trying to leave the concert, I think, was the worst part because it was so crowded. And then they had, like, a lot of the doors closed, so there was only one exit. Everybody was, like, pushing and shoving to get out. And I was like, this could go terribly wrong at any point. And I also think about coronavirus too, and being around all these people like so close to each other. It just feels crazy.
What about you, Charlamagne?
Well, the way my anxiety is set up, I don't do crowds anyway. You know what I mean? I don't like large crowds because the one thing you can't control is human behavior, you know? So it's always taken a lot, you know, for me to get the energy to show up to concerts and stuff. But honestly, it just depends on the vibe. It depends on who's performing. I'm 43. Most of these concerts y'all talking about, these festivals, I'm not going to anyway, all right? Catch me at an Erykah Badu show with my wife. Catch me at a Jill Scott show with my wife. Catch me at a Marsha Ambrosia show with my wife. You know, catch me at a 1990s guy, New Edition. You know, that's my vibe. That's where I'm at with it, you know what I mean? But I'm a grown-ass man, father of four, okay?
Right. Yeah, I go to concerts. I go to events. I go to sporting events with 30, 40,000 people. I go to concerts. I do car shows. I don't have a problem with it, but I'm also smart about things. I know when to leave. I know when to get there, and I know when to get out.
That's also a vibe, too, though. Sporting events is different because for whatever reason, people go to sporting events with one thing on their mind, rooting for their respective team.
It could get nasty. It got nasty for me one time.
Especially
when the Giants played Philadelphia Eagles and the Philadelphia fans.
Listen, my dad tased somebody in the stands at a Cowboys game.
Exactly.
So I understand you can't control human behavior. But for the most part, people go to these games. They spend a lot of money to be there. Yes, you might have a fight or something like that, but I don't know about
hockey games. They go there to fight.
But I don't know about the trampling and everything else. And the security is so crazy. You don't really got to worry about shooting and stuff. You know what I mean?
That's another thing. Sometimes the security is good. But like I said, I'm not waiting for the last artist to perform the last song. I'm not doing that. I'm out before that. But by the time the last artist is on, I'm usually home.
You either have to wait until everyone kind of leaves or you have to leave early, one or the other.
And then when I get there, I usually get there so early that, you know, I'm parking up close. I'm parking front. I know where to park my car so I can get the hell out of Dodge so it's not traffic. Like, I plan all that out before I go. And then I go.
But I am at the point in my life where I'd rather, if I can control the environment, I will. So if I can have, you know, 20 people somewhere and, you know, have an artist we love show up and perform for us, I will do that.
Okay.
But I put myself in that position in life to be able to do those kind of things.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Tonja from New York, North Carolina.
Good morning, good morning. How are you feeling about crowds and concerts?
Well, listen, I've been to Erykah Badu. I don't care about the concert. I would definitely go to him again. I want to shout out to all of y'all. I want to say to Charlamagne, hello.
Peace, queen.
Yes. I'm the one who gave you the sweatshirt. Let my mind be my friend.
I have that.
You shock a cousin. Yes.
Well,
I've been trying to get a hold of you. But, you know, hopefully we could talk. But I would definitely go to concerts again, and just hopefully I don't get stuck in the butt with a needle, you know what I mean?
Well, listen, hold on. Talking about, listen to the type of concert you said now. You said Erykah Badu, and I met you. You know, you're a woman of a certain age, like I'm a man of a certain age. We're not going to these wild-out concerts.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. But I would hang out with some of my family members if they wanted to go, because I got a younger crowd of family members. I would go just to hang out with them. And I was just having
to
watch my back.
Okay, nope. See, I don't want to be nowhere. Even though we should watch our back everywhere, I don't like to have to leave a house thinking I got to watch my back wherever I'm at tonight.
I go out. I go to concerts. I go to games. I go to all that. Hello,
and you
who's
have
this?
Kids. You want to take your kids, too.
And I'm taking my kids with me. Yep. Hello, who's this?
Hello. It's
Angie. Hey, Angie. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. What's up?
Well, I feel like I could still go to a concert because I'm from Detroit and I'm going to a concert on Friday.
What concert are you going to?
It's supposed to be Meg Thee Stallion, Lil Baby, Moneybagg Yo, which is kind of messy in my opinion, but.
Mm-mm.
Whatever.
Oh. I'm wrong.
You said it's messy.
Those arenas usually have security.
And Moneybagg.
I
mean, like, they both big right now, though, so, you know, they're going to end up on the same bill.
Yeah. What about, is that Little Caesars?
Yep.
Yeah, Little Caesars, they got a lot of security there. I've done a bunch of events in Little Caesars. I never seen a problem or issue when I was there. But,
yeah.
It'd be, you'd be fun.
Yeah, so I'm like, y'all not about to poke me in the butt. What you think you is, Dr. Miami?
Dr. Miami.
What's up with the poking in the butt?
That's all people
heard. All of this other stuff that happens at concerts. You've had, you know, a mass shooter at concerts. You just had, you know, the tragedy that Astroworld, and that's all y'all focused on is people getting stabbed in the butt.
Well, the story was about the concert in Manhattan.
But we're not just talking about that concert. So somebody got clearly not.
So a man got poked in the butt Sunday night.
Two people got poked
in
the butt.
Where were you Sunday night, sir?
Sunday night I was home. But by the way, that syringe thing is scary because, you know, you've heard stories. Remember, like, back in the day, people used to go use the payphone?
Yeah.
And they would stick their finger in, like, the chain thing, and people would put syringes and stuff in there?
Yep.
That stuff is scary. So that can happen anyway. You could be walking down the street, and somebody can walk up behind you and poke you in the butt with a syringe. Let me show you how easy it is.
Nah, that's all right, man. Stay over there. No, you cannot hold my highlighter. Get out of here.
No, I need that highlighter.
You're not showing me nothing. No, you're not showing me nothing. Get out of here, man. 800-585-1051.
You can keep the highlighter.
Are you scared to go to concerts? Shoot, are you scared to go to work? You never know. Are you scared to go to concerts? Is something that's fearful for you? Are you scared of crowds? Let's talk about it. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I'm sitting here looking at Keisha like, do you love me? Do you?
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're asking about going to concerts. And is that something that you're fearful of with everything that's going on, with the trampling, with the shootings, with the stabbings, with somebody recently just got stabbed in the butt with a syringe?
Allegedly.
Think about the mass shooting that happened at that country festival a couple of years ago. The guy hung out the window and just...
A week after iHeartRadio.
Or was it a week before? I don't remember.
Is it a week after?
It was a week after. Yeah, a week before they had to cancel.
Or else we wouldn't have had it.
Yeah, they had to cancel that one. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Cynthia from the Bronx.
Hey, Cynthia. You still going to concerts or you scared?
I am terrified. I have two twin daughters going to a concert this Saturday, and it's bad enough that it's a general admission. I got worried about COVID. Now I have to worry about someone stabbing my child with a needle.
Where are they going?
They're going to a Big Time Rush.
Big Time Rush? Oh, wow.
So it's ridiculous. Like, so it's bad enough that our children can't enjoy concerts how we do it. So we got to worry about COVID. Now we have to worry about my children getting pinned by a needle. What else we have to worry about?
You got to worry about mass shootings at the concerts. You got to worry about people getting trampled. You know what I mean? You got to worry about fights. I ain't heard about Big Time Rush in a minute. I'm sure they're still doing shows. I just haven't heard that name in a minute. They're a pop band.
They're a pop band. Yeah, they're going to be
It's a comeback show.
They're going at the Hammerstein. Yeah. How old are your daughters?
I'm 15.
15, wow.
And they like Big Time Rush?
Yep.
Wow.
So what do we do? Like, how do we better protect our children?
Hey, man, every day of our lives, we just trying to avoid crazy. You know what I mean? So honestly, we just live in a world where you got to take your chances.
Like, now, Mama, you know what I would advise to your daughters? I don't know if your daughters are into money right now, but I'm looking at the tickets for the Big Time Rush. And those tickets are like $700 a pop to $1,500 a pop to $2,000 a pop, depending on where them seats are.
She said general admission.
Oh.
No, they general admission. They out on the floor where everybody's just like all together.
Well.
I can tell you is stay prayed up. You know what I'm saying? Stay prayed up. Get you some oils to protect yourself. You know what I mean? Wear a cross. Get you an anchor. I don't know.
And pay attention to your instinct. If you feel like it's time to get out, get out.
I got you. That's the best advice.
All right, Mama.
Lord have mercy. Man.
Hello, who's this?
This is Dan. How are you?
Hey, Daniel, what's up, bro? You still going to concerts and shows, brother?
I just went to the Kane Brown concert last weekend, but as far as going to EDM concerts, I will not be going anymore.
Why?
I've been hearing rumors circulating around for the past 3 years that people are basically EDing people, going around with syringes filled with HIV. Oh, and poking people.
What?
Hurt people do hurt things, and that's what I hear is going on.
Damn, that's crazy.
It is
so
crazy.
No more concerts. No more EDM.
Hey, by the way, those EDM festivals, you know, there's a lot of deaths at those EDM festivals between overdoses and other things, and for whatever reason, I don't hear people talking about them that much.
But
if you just Google deaths at EDM concerts, EDM festivals, it's so many stories.
Wow.
Especially when it comes to overdoses.
But what's the moral of the story, guys, if there is a moral?
I think the moral of the story is every day of our lives, we are just trying to avoid crazy. But it's very hard to avoid crazy because you cannot control human behavior. You do realize that all of us rely on each other to keep each other safe. Like, regardless of what we do, you can walk in Walgreens, but if somebody's tripping in Walgreens, it's going to go down in the Walgreens.
Right.
You can go walk in a Target. But if somebody's tripping in Target, it's going to go down in the Target. You cannot control human behavior, and we all rely on each other to keep each other safe, man. So, man, protect yourself, protect your neighbor.
All right, now we got rumors on the way?
Yes, and we'll be talking about Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion. They are due in court in January. We'll tell you what we know so far.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hey, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, tomorrow is The Breakfast Club's Change for Change.
What are we doing with Change for Change?
We're
going
to be giving away money to people who need it right now.
Mm-hmm.
How much we got?
I don't know. We'll be giving away money all during the show, though. So today is actually the deadline. If you are trying to get some money, if you want to hit us up, you can go to BC Change for Change, the number 4, bcchangeforchange.com, and go on there to figure out how you can get some money from us.
And your Change for Change has changed over the past couple of years. But all you artists and everybody out there, y'all can still donate so we can... give that money.
That's right.
Yeah, the more you donate, the more we can give away.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way. What are we talking about?
Man, talk about turning something that went viral into something that could make you some money. We'll talk about Jacquees.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
This just in. All the gossip. The Rumor Report. Gossip. With Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
All right, well, it looks like Tory Lanez will be back in court on January 13th. They did have a 90-minute preliminary hearing where they have upheld assault charges against Tory Lanez, who was accused of shooting Meg Thee Stallion's feet following a dispute in Hollywood last summer. Now, there was we've still been talking about this and don't have any resolution. I know a lot of people want to know what happened. And so they're talking about phone calls that were made. According to Nancy Dillon on Twitter, she went ahead and prosecutors are saying that an intoxicated Tory Lanez allegedly shouted "dance, bitch" before shooting at the feet of Megan Thee Stallion, according to testimony from LAPD Detective Ryan Stogner, who interviewed Megan after the accident. Nancy Dillon also reported first witness in Tory Lanez preliminary was LAPD officer Sandra Cabral. She responded to shots fired. Investigation says Megan was in a panic. Frantic says firearm found under Lanez's passenger seat was warm to the touch, suggesting the firearm had been used. Now, Tory Lanez's defense lawyer, Sean Holly, questioned Stogner on dispute that led up to the shooting. She said an argument in the car escalated when it was revealed that Tory and Megan had been in some type of intimate relationship. And the other woman in the car, Megan's former assistant friend who had a romantic interest in Tory, became jealous and claimed Megan backdoored her. So that is what was reportedly in this preliminary hearing. Now, Megan Thee Stallion's ex former friend, Kelsey Nicole, went on social media and said, "I'm not worried about no NDA. This is real life. NDA ain't stopping anyone. Trust me, my time to speak is coming. Let's let them get all their stories out. I'm the one with nothing to hide or lie about. Difference between me and them. Celebrities will do and say whatever to save face." And Tory Lanez went to social media and said, "Nah, I need someone to report what was really said in court today. 45 minutes of my lawyer stating contradictory evidence that proves my innocence should never come back as one false story forced to the media."
Who made her sign an NDA during a criminal investigation?
Or maybe she had an NDA because that was
because
her
of
assistant.
Megan Thee Stallion, because she worked with her, so she probably had an NDA with Megan Thee Stallion.
Are those valid during criminal investigation?
No.
I didn't think so.
All right, now Jacquees has turned a viral moment into a payable moment. He released "Land of the Free" as an official song. If you guys recall, here he is singing the national anthem.
"O'er the land of the free and the home of the brave."
Well, here is an official song that he has now done, adding 2 Chainz.
"Eat it, beat it up, then repeat it like 3 times. Rewind. Man, in the meantime, I'ma catch her out, put her on top, free ride. Pointing live from the east side.
Come and be free. Yeah.
I'm not mad at it.
What am I missing here, though? They was killing him for his national anthem?
Yes.
Why? You sound like good. You sound like Jacquees.
Some people, you know what? I think it was a mixed reaction. Some people didn't like it, and some people loved it. But it went viral, regardless.
Now they go viral.
And so now we made it a song, and the song sounds good.
I really think that we have to understand that's the way life works. There's mixed reactions. I think for whatever reason, social media makes people more aware of mixed reactions, but that's always been life. Some people going to like it, some people going to love it. You can't please everybody.
Right. Well, he's made it into a song that, again, is going to make him some bank. So I'm not mad at it.
I just was tripping when he said Jose. He said, "Jose, can you see?" at the beginning.
Yeah, everybody was talking about
Jose.
That, too.
Yes, he definitely said Jose. I didn't even realize that until one of my Mexican partners put me on and was asking me, did he say Jose or Jose?
No, everybody was saying that on social
media
as well.
Oh, he did say Jose.
All right, now Cardi B was on Instagram Live, and she was talking about having a new album that's going to come out, and she's got to put something out next year, she said. And this is all after finding out she has 3 diamond RIAA certified diamond singles that she is on, and here's what she has to say.
"It's been a lot trying to balance out my new mother life. Like, I got 2 kids. My daughter's going to school now. And I have, like, a lot of jobs now. And on top of that, like, I got to put out this album next year. Not only do I got to put out an album, but, like, I got to record my movie. I got to do so much shit, y'all. And I just keep getting sick and know this bullshit. Like, I need to get better. I feel like I lost a lot of weight and, like, a lot of my energy, a lot of everything. I after I gave birth.
Barty is booked and busy. By the way, she don't have to put out no music if she don't want
to. She wants to, though.
Yeah, she wants to.
She's saying for herself. She feels like she has to.
I know. I just said she doesn't have to if she don't want to. That's what I specifically said. Because she's caked up. You know what I mean? Another diamond single. She could just throw singles out there and be good.
All right. She also was on social media saying she wants to go vegan, but I love meat. Are vegan meat replacements similar to meat in taste or not really? She said she had a stomach virus not so long ago, and she said her digestive system hasn't been the same. She's been drinking probiotics. She said, I don't see a change much. I'd be looking at raw food pages a lot, but that would be a huge change for me to do that. So, you know, I think just try to implement some things into your diet slowly. You ain't got to go off.
She's a Bronx chick.
I did. Oh, but y'all, okay. y'all so paranoid here. I specifically said Bronx chick. I don't even use them type of language. You dumping.
It was pretty close. He didn't
No,
dump
it wasn't.
He didn't dump it. It was pretty close.
Oh.
It made me look at Eddie like, did he say Bronx-ish or Bronx chick?
Bronx chick.
Okay,
that damn
guys.
Lisp.
Jesus Christ. Ain't even no L in there for it to be a Lisp.
I don't know. Your Lisp Bronx made it sound like Bronx-ish.
All I know is you can't have a bacon, egg, and cheese without bacon. All right.
What?
Think about this, Barty. All right. Think this through. Okay.
Yeah, but you know, if her health feels affected and her stomach is having issues, and sometimes you need a reset.
I'm just joking, you. That's not
nothing.
Even
nothing wrong with
My
that.
God.
So.
You remember the first time she came over? She came over to McDonald's. Remember?
Yes. Oh, when the interview was over, she was like, "I want to go to McDonald's.
Take me to McDonald's."
Take me to McDonald's. I was like, "McDonald's."
I want a number two.
She said,
"I want a hot cake."
No, she said, "Yo, I want a McMuffin."
A McMuffin.
She had her whole order laid out. Man, you gotta love Cardi. Drop one of Clues Bond for Cardi, man. I don't even think that was the first time she came up here.
And Cardi, you could always try slutty. You could always try slutty vegan in Atlanta.
That's right.
Because they do have the most amazing burgers. When I tell you, it's so delicious. Man, listen, if you try that slutty vegan and they got the chicken sandwiches, it's not really chicken. It's amazing.
Barty went the A.B. Muffin.
She definitely went the A.B. Muffin.
I'm telling you, you had them burgers at slutty vegan, you will be like, all right, I don't miss it at all. All right, and that is your rumor report.
All right.
We got to come up with new names, too, though. If you say, it's a chicken sandwich, but it ain't chicken. We got to come up with some new names for the veggie stuff.
Goodness.
Definitely.
Gracious. Well, who you giving your donkey to?
Donkey of the Day is going to a company called Sioux Falls Stampede. They need to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with them.
All right, we'll get into that next. And then Ask Ye is coming up. 800-585-1051. If you need a relationship advice or any type of advice, you can hit Ye now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
It's here. The most star-studded black western ever made. The Harder They Fall, directed by James Samuel. Alongside a killer soundtrack that features original songs by Jay-Z, Kid Cudi, and more. Watch now on Netflix and stream the soundtrack now on all platforms.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, Participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlemagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed blessing.
So like a donkey?
Hee-haw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, December 15th, goes to the Sioux Falls Stampede in partnership with CU Mortgage Direct. Now, let me tell you something. I love teachers. Okay, dropping the clues bombs for all the teachers out there. My mom is a public school teacher in South Carolina. Dropping the clues bombs for all the public school teachers one more time. You are appreciated. Okay, I never went to college, so all my formal education came in public schools, and it pains me to see teachers not making the kind of money they should. Every day we send our kids to public schools and entrust them with these adults that we take for granted. Me included. It's dawned on me as I'm saying this. I've never met any of my kids' teachers this year. Okay, my wife has, of course, but I haven't. But that is about to change. But the moral of the story is salute to all the teachers. Okay, underpaid, overworked, don't have the resources they need in most places to properly teach students. And the Sioux Falls Stampede and CU Mortgage Direct should be ashamed of themselves, okay, for exploiting that. Because they decided to have an event called Dash for Cash. See, somebody has been watching too much Squid Games. Because instead of just donating to the teachers to give them what they need in order to, you know, properly help these students, they decided to demean them and make them dash for dollars for classroom supplies. Let's go to NBC News for the report, please.
While the Sioux Falls Stampede are known for hosting charitable initiatives during their games, Saturday night's Dash for Cash is being heavily criticized all across the internet. The event featured a pile of 5,000 $1 bills donated by CU Mortgage Direct, a Sioux Falls lender. That money was dumped out on a rug at Center Ice, with hockey fans cheering on the competition as teachers raced to grab all the cash that they could. South Dakota Rep Aaron Healy says the optics aren't good.
I know that this was a private organization donating money to teachers. I think it was a well-intentioned event, but teachers should never have to grapple for money that's needed for classroom improvements.
On average, teachers are spending $750 out of their own pockets to give their students the supplies they need to learn.
Think about that. Teachers on their knees. If you watch the video, you see teachers on their knees fighting for $1 bills. All the teachers that used to script to pay their way through college had flashbacks. They're traumatized by this video, okay? And the money that they can use for classroom supplies, that's what the money was going to. And spectators were watching and cheering. What are we doing, America? Okay, society, what are we doing? What do we value anymore, if anything? Okay, is it ignorance over integrity every time in every industry? These are teachers. Teachers. Teachers are the cornerstone of educational quality. Piss poor teachers, piss poor education. Okay, it boggles my mind that America does not take care of those who take care of us, all right? From military veterans to teachers, we simply don't give them what they need to live. How do you expect teachers to pour into these kids when they are all empty cups themselves? Okay, you have to invest in teachers. Give them money. Give them resources. Don't make them dash for cash, okay? All right, make them feel respected and empowered. We put all this responsibility on teachers, but don't compensate them properly or recognize them properly. Instead, we got them out there dashing for cash for our amusement. Then we will have the nerve to complain about those same kids that turn to crime and end up robbing your ass or worse, but you didn't make an investment in the person, okay? The most important person, by the way, other than parents, that's most responsible for their development, all right? Now, the teachers involved in the competition appreciated the cash and said they plan to use it to buy flexible seating, such as a standing desk or wobble chairs or document cameras so they could upload lessons online. Why isn't the state or city providing them with the money for these things already, all right? Why isn't the state or city providing them with the money they need to pay for this kind of stuff? Why don't they have this kind of stuff already? Why does this have to come out of their pockets? Okay, why do they have to dash for cash in order to buy these things? Stop telling me how bad these kids are if you're not investing in them. Yes, investing into teachers is investing into students. Duh. Alexandria Kuiper, I think her last name is. She's a fifth grade elementary school teacher. She said, I think it's really cool when the community offers an opportunity like this for things that educators a lot of times pay out of pocket for. No, Alexandria, no. You deserve better. All of y'all deserve better. That private organization should have just gave y'all the money in envelopes. And what if one teacher was a bully and decided they really wanted to get all the money and bogarted everybody out of the paint in order to get that bread? What if one teacher was a former stripper and she know how to get down on her knees and collect that money faster than everybody else? Then what? And what about teachers that are just slow and not as athletic as others? What if they didn't get nothing in this dash for cash? I don't know if that's the case, but how does this game ensure these teachers get the money they deserve? Okay? Did they just give them the money after this game was over? I don't know. All I know is dash for cash with teachers on their knees, you know, for money to have to buy, to get school supplies, that sucks. All right? And the Sioux Falls Stampede should be ashamed of themselves. Okay? Whatever y'all gave to this game, you need to go donate triple to those teachers right now. Okay? You and CU Mortgage Direct. And to all the teachers out there, I just want to simply say thank you. Okay, we appreciate you. Your sacrifices don't go unnoticed. You're making a huge impact. And to Sioux Falls Stampede and CU Mortgage Direct, please give them the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
For now you are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day.
Strange world we live in, and y'all want Jesus to come back to this?
All right.
Y'all really think Jesus coming back to this? Please. Jesus said y'all gonna get these aliens. That's about it.
All right. Well, up next, Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Ye now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's T.
Hey, what's your question for Yee?
My question is, so I just recently got engaged, and we've been together for about 10 months, and I wanted to get her opinion on, should I care about people's opinions, or is it too soon, or should I try to wait?
Well, it's your relationship, not anybody else's. And if you feel like after 10 months, this person is the one, and you're happy to be engaged, and you have a great situation, then who cares what anyone else thinks? People will tell you, oh, you're not getting engaged soon enough. Oh, this is too soon.
Right.
But who's to know? Now, how did you know he was the one?
He just made me feel great, like better than any other relationship I had in the past, like 10-year relationship, 3-year relationship. It's just, this has been like the best relationship I had.
Yeah, if anybody has an issue with that, they just hating. Honestly, like if 10 months in, you know that's who you want to spend the rest of your life with, you know. Nobody could tell you what's going on in your
right.
head, in your home, in your bed, anywhere. So, no.
Right. Okay, thank you so much.
And your friends should celebrate you, unless he did something
right.
crazy to you, or, you know, there's some reasons that they feel, if they have some real concrete reasons, are there reasons why, or is it just that they think it's too soon?
They just think it's, most of the, like, a few people just think it's too soon. But I'm 36, so I feel like I'm not young, so it's, you know what I'm saying? It's just...
You are young.
I know when it is.
But as long as it's all for the right reasons, it's because you love this man and
right.
you like he's the one, then you should be confident in your decision.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much.
All right, congratulations. Did y'all set a date?
Thank you. Yes, May 23rd.
All right, there you go. You sound happy talking about it, so don't let nobody steal your joy.
Thank you.
All right, Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Ye now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Ye. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is TT.
Hey, TT, what's your question for Ye?
So, my boyfriend now moved to Maryland, and, you know, I've been holding him down the whole time, but it's just annoying because he always has an excuse for work, like, oh, I haven't worked this, like, I have to come later, and he's always late, and I just can't take it.
Where do you live?
In Jersey.
Okay, so it's not ridiculously far, but what is that, like a 3-hour drive? To
Yeah, I drive there every weekend. He comes like every other weekend. I guess he comes when he comes, but I always drive down there.
Okay. It's a new job though for him?
No, it's a job. He like does sales, so he moves on, you know. He goes wherever they take him.
So the problem for you is that is the drive there and the fact that he's always late?
Yes. Like, if I come, I'm always on time, you know, like, I'm always there for him. But then when he comes to me, he's always late. And it's not like an hour late. It's like 5 hours late.
Yeah, that's a little disrespectful. He's got to plan his time better and be honest with you about what time he's going to be there. Because you know way ahead of time that you're about to be 5 hours late. So he's got to be more realistic and he's got to get it organized. His job is important, but his relationship should be just as important. He wouldn't come 5 hours late to work.
Exactly. Well, actually, I don't know, but.
Listen, something I learned early on in life is how important time management is, because when you're late all the time for things, it shows that you don't value other people's time. And so.
That's what I was talking.
Mm-hmm. Because there's things you could be getting done and you could and you don't need to be rearranging your schedule all the time according to what it is that he has to do.
Exactly.
So I would just say, look, respectfully, like, be honest with me. Don't tell me you're going to make it at this time and then you come 5 hours late. This is what I need you to do. And be specific in the actions that you need him to take. You need him to set a time and stick to it. As soon as he knows in advance that maybe something, an emergencies do come up, but he can't take advantage of the fact that you're his girl, so he could just be late and you're going to be okay with it. That's not cool to you. I actually had an ex-boyfriend that was always late. So what I started doing was when he did show up, I have other plans and I would be like, oh, I didn't think he was coming. Or, you know, you always late. So I just planned this because I knew you were going to be late anyway. And I would just go about my business thinking that, you know, making it seem like, well, you're always late. So, you know, I just did this. And it made him actually stop being late.
Yes, I'm about to do that. Get me in trouble.
You know, but sometimes you got to teach people a lesson so they could see what it feels like.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem.
Have a good day.
All right, Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, and let's talk about the recasting of T'Challa, Chadwick Boseman's role in Black Panther. We'll tell you what Chadwick Boseman's brother had to say about that.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Baby, everything you do is crazy. Ain't nobody got you more crazy. I got what you need.
Shut up. You know what I'm saying? Steph Curry takes 30 steps
Brown.
Forward.
How do you forget Chris Brown?
Steph Curry takes 30 steps forward for light-skinned men. And here you go this morning trying to take them 30 steps back.
How you forget Chris Brown? He's one of the leaders in light skin, too.
Leader of the Beige Brigade? Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Chris Breezy, for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good morning, everybody.
Steph Curry set the bar differently, though.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
So did Chris Breezy. So did Drake. So did DJ Envy. So did Drama.
I don't know about envy or drama.
Yeah, shut up. All right. Well, let's get to
definitely drama, though.
Shut up. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Chadwick Boseman's brother.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor.
All right, well, fans of Black Panther have been torn on whether or not they think the role of T'Challa in Black Panther should be recast. Now, Marvel execs have insisted that T'Challa won't be seen again, but Chadwick Boseman's brother, Derek Boseman, told TMZ that his late brother would have wanted that character to be recast because he knew that T'Challa is bigger than just one man. He said Chadwick understood the power of the character, the power of young kids seeing a black superhero, and he believes Marvel letting the character go would mean kids wouldn't get that role model.
Yeah, salute to my South Carolina brethren, Chadwick Boseman. You know, rest in peace to him. But why is this a conversation? Of course you recast it. You're just going to get rid of T'Challa in the Marvel Universe? That makes zero sense.
Well, it looks like that's what Marvel executives were planning to do. So
they probably thought they were going to get so much backlash, which they would have, but that's just foolish. People get recasted in superhero movies all the time. Like, why would you just get rid of the character T'Challa forever? That makes no logical sense.
All right, now O.J. Simpson is a free man after being discharged from his parole. He actually was supposed to end February 9th, but they ended it 2 months early for him. So they did vote in July of 2017 to release him after he served about 9 years of a 33-year sentence, and that was for that robbery where he was taking back his sports memorabilia at gunpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he is off parole.
Lord have mercy.
And there you have it.
Well, if it's one person that the justice system works for, it's O.J. Simpson. Is that America? Is that what you want to hang your justice system medal on? Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ! It has historically worked for O.J., hasn't it?
It has. But the gloves off now.
How Wallow's still on parole probation for the next 20 years? But they let O.J. Simpson off. Wallow did 20-something years in prison, and he's still on probation now.
Damn.
All right. Off-White and Daily Paper have opened the first skate park in Ghana, and they're paying tribute to Virgil with that. So during its opening ceremony, that's what they plan to do. Virgil was actually overseeing the project before he passed away. I'm actually wearing a whole Daily Paper outfit today. So shout out to everybody from Daily Paper.
I got to go by there this week.
Yes, they said it's been their mission to make this park a creative hub for the youth of Ghana and for the continent at large. So Virgil was from Ghana. He's of Ghanaian descent. And he also paid homage to his to that in his collection.
Salute to Daily Paper. Mm-hmm. My homegirl Ty keeps me in a lot of Daily Paper on the God's Honest Truth. Salute to Ty. She's from Ghana as well.
All right, now Rowdy Rebel says he's no longer releasing music until Epic Records pays him. He said, "I've been patient, but enough is enough." He said, "I haven't received not one check for all the music I put out since 2014," and looks like he's just done. He said he has since deleted that post, but of course
he said he hasn't gotten a check since when?
2014.
They gave him advance and they didn't recoup the advance, and so they haven't seen no money from the label since. That's what that is.
Now after that, Meek Mill went on Instagram stories and said drop mixtapes. So that's his advice. All right, now speaking of music, Malu Trofeo, who is threatening to expose Travis Scott. And she went from being an internet superstar to a social media maven to a singer. She has her career that has been taken off. But she said, "At Travis Scott, let me out of the contract. Really don't want to expose the behind scenes ish. So just let me out of it. Like, why trying to hold me when you denied everything? Let me go now." And she went on live and said this.
"Like, I'm being like as peaceful as I can. Like, I really just want to get out of it. The whole team is weird in so many ways. And I don't gotta lie, I got a whole contract. I have a picture of the contract. I just want to get out of it."
So she signed to Travis Scott as an artist. Who else is signed to Travis Scott as an artist? Do we know? I'm just curious.
I don't know. But she actually has over 22, well, she has a lot of TikTok followers. I think she has millions, over 22 million. Mm. And a lot of followers on Instagram. But back in November, she said she was parting ways with the label, but she did say good things about Travis Scott at that time. But maybe now, you know, since she said that back in November, things still haven't progressed. She said she was crying. She had a 2-hour conversation with him, crying and hugging him. And he knows at the end of the day, he told me a lot of time, make me more confident with myself. And I appreciate the time I spent with him. It made me realize a lot. It was good until while it lasted. She said, still mad love for you.
Oh, so she said this back in November.
Back in November, she said she was parting ways with the label, but she said positive things about Travis Scott.
Okay.
Now here we are in December, and I guess she's still there, and she wants to get out of her contract. So maybe he said he was going to let her out. She was planning to part ways.
Now's a good time to ask for.
This is the perfect time.
Now's a good time to ask, because he don't need the bad publicity. You know what I mean?
Right. Now you'd be like, let me out. And you're like, okay, we don't want those issues. All right. Now, Boosie has a license to wed people, so now he can officiate ceremonies. So he's, but he does want to charge people between $75,000 to $100,000 for his services. That's a lot.
It's a whole lot.
He's doing discounts for gay weddings. I heard. Saw that somewhere.
Okay.
What?
And Flava Flav avoided a near-fatal accident on Tuesday. A boulder from a cliff crashed into his car, and he veered off the road because of that. You know how scary that must be? He was driving from Vegas to L.A., and it had rained earlier, so some of the rocks were loose in the canyon, and it caused debris to fall on the road where he was. One large boulder hit the side of his car. It totaled the vehicle, caused him to swerve to the side of the road. They said if the boulder had hit the car just a few feet to the left, it would have been fatal, potentially.
Wow.
Yeah, so fortunately, he and his driver walked away with no physical injuries, and he said that he's super grateful to be alive and that God is good.
I changed my name to Favor Fave after that. You know what I'm saying? Because he is clearly favored. A freaking boulder off a cliff?
Yeah, I was thinking, don't they usually cover those cliffs with lining so that when the boulders do fall, it blocks it from hitting the roads?
They do?
I don't know if they could do it through the whole canyon, though, right?
I don't know.
That'd be a lot of lining. I've never heard that before.
You see that a lot where they have
I've seen it,
that fall?
But yeah. I'm sure that there's no way to get every...
I never drove from Vegas to LA.
I did one time.
I get on
the plane. It's a long drive. Yeah. All right, and there's a rumor that Freddie Gibbs and his crew and Jim Jones and his crew got into an altercation at Prime 112 in Miami. According to Vlad TV, they bumped into one another while Jim Jones was leaving and Freddie Gibbs and his people were walking in. Jim Jones initially approached Freddie Gibbs over some negative things that he had said in the past, and then things went on from there. So not sure how true this is or exactly what happened, but this is what is being reported. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Up next to People's Choice Mix, let's get your request in. We're going to start off with some Jim Jones. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Novartis created the More Than Just Words initiative to raise awareness about racial disparities in breast cancer care. To learn more about what More Than Just Words hopes to accomplish and hear a talk with Grammy-nominated R&B artist Jasmine Sullivan, visit morethanjustwords.us.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, don't forget, Breakfast Club's Change for Change is tomorrow.
Yes, we'll be giving away money. Today is the deadline. If you need that money during this time, you can hit us up. BC Change, the number four, bcchange4change.com.
You'll get some money, and you'll get some money, and you'll get some money.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how much we gave out last year. We gave out money last year, too.
I don't know.
I don't know either, but I know that it goes to a good cause. So for all you people out there, man, you know, who need a little extra change, it is the holiday season. Tomorrow's your day. I hope you get blessed.
And shout to Fat Joe. I don't know what Fat Joe's doing in the Bronx, but I know he took over a White Castle. They're changing the slogan for the month of, instead of January, it's Joeuary. So I don't know what Fat Joe is doing with White Castle in the Bronx.
Go, Joey.
But shout out to my brother
Fat Joe. You're guaranteed to hear somebody say, yesterday's White Castle is not today's White Castle.
I'm sure.
And it'll probably be Joe himself who says that.
Probably, yeah, I'm sure. All right, well, when we come back, we got the positive note, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yes, indeed.
All right. You got a positive note?
I do, man. I want to tell everybody to scream the God's honest truth on Paramount Plus. Catch up on all the new episodes until we drop a new episode this Friday. And I want you also to tell you to go grab Anita Kopach's Shallow Waters, great book about the African Yoruban deity of the sea, Yemi Ya. That makes a great stocking stuffer. As well as Tamika Mallory's State of Emergency, How We Went in the Country We Built, man. Go buy your people some books.
Yeah,
okay?
And while you're at it, go pre-order my book, Real Life, Real Love. Yes. My wife wants to know about that. She said that you wrote something about what? She was trying to figure out what, and if I edited it out, I told her you was joking.
I wasn't joking.
Yes, you are.
I wrote something for the book. I don't know what chapter it's in. You told me it was in there. And I have the full version, so when I read it, and it's not there, that lost chapter will drop.
Oh my
okay,
God.
Real But Real Love, chapter 69 by Leonard McKelvey right. will drop, all right? So y'all just need to do the right thing, like Spike Lee, okay? Okay.
Goodness gracious.
Now, the positive note is this. Be patient. When it seems things are not going right and may never be right again, accept that what is yours will come to you in the right way at just the right moment.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.